I'm Tabitha Safdie for South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's My Telehealth. When the Mannings prepare dinner, they have a lot to consider.
So in our house, we have three kinds of butter. Regular butter, we have Scott's butter, and we have John's butter.
Brown and Manning has three sons, and two of them have a rare digestive disorder called eosinophilic esophagitis, or EOE. It limits certain types of food from their diet, otherwise causing chronic stomach pain and swallowing issues.
John, you ready to decorate it?
Today they're making pizza. Rather, three different pizzas. Manning says it can be difficult to eat out, and now that her two oldest sons are in remission, they can cook together at home seamlessly.
John, can you push a little bit of that flour to the side? Push.
But getting to this point was not so seamless. It involved multiple doctor visits and tests. Dr. Jonathan Markowitz is the Manning family's pediatric gastroenterologist at the Greenville Health System in upstate South Carolina.
For a lot of these patients, I probably see them more frequently than they see their general pediatrician.
He says that pediatric gastroenterology is rare, and pediatric gastroenterologists that have an interest in EOE is even less common. According to the National Organization for Rare Disorders, it is estimated that 1 in 1,000 children have EOE. Markowitz is one of the few doctors who specialize in the condition. He sees patients from all over the Southeast. Even the Mannings, who once lived in a neighboring city, moved across the state, extending their commute to the doctor's office to over 3 hours. And because of the families like the Mannings, Dr. Markowitz wanted to try something different.
We've been doing a lot of follow-up visits with them after their procedures. So they'll come for a procedure here, but the results from the procedure when we do the endoscopy aren't available immediately. It takes a few days.
So he uses telemedicine to connect with families by video to go over results and formulate next steps wherever they are. Markowitz is a part of a pilot project. The goal is to measure the effectiveness of the remote visits and to see how happy patients are with the service. So far, four families, including the Mannings, have participated. But Markowitz says it, of course, has its limits. He needs to see patients in person every so often.
I mean, it's always important to examine the patient from time to time, and it's important to get them on the scale so we make sure that they're maintaining their nutrition and not losing weight and things like that. So we'll never have a time where I think we won't ever have to see them.
When it comes to rare diseases, telemedicine can be an important way to connect the few people with the disease to specialists. Medical Director of the American College of Medical Genetics and Genomics, David Flannery.
Typically, the challenge, you know, for people who have rare diseases is getting access to specialists, and the alternatives they have are to either drive long distance themselves to the centers where the specialists are, or hope a specialist can come to where you are, which doesn't happen very frequently if it happens at all.
Flannery started using telemedicine as a provider for patients with genetic disorders over 22 years ago. He says there are a lot of ways to use telehealth to benefit patients.
Telemedicine is reducing the friction in our healthcare system, making things more efficient and smooth. And, you know, there are many ways that it can.
Back at the Mannings' kitchen, Brownie Manning says that it's important to be able to connect with her kids' doctor wherever they are. They use the video app in a hotel while on a family vacation.
I love technology. I think it's great to utilize it in ways that makes everyone's life better.
The pilot project is expected to last a year, but Markowitz's goal is to continue using telehealth to keep connecting with his patients long after the study ends. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. South Carolina Educational Television is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at secetv.org/telehealth.